Penguin Audio presents There Was a Country by Chinwe Achebe. Read by Adewale Akinoye Agbaje. Introduction. An Igbo proverb tells us that a man who does not know where the rain began to beat him cannot say where he dried his body. The rain that beat Africa began 400 to 500 years ago, from the discovery of Africa by Europe through the transatlantic slave trade to the Berlin Conference of 1885. That controversial gathering of the world's leading European powers precipitated what we now call the Scramble for Africa, which created new boundaries that did violence to Africa's ancient societies and resulted in tension-prone modern states. It took place without African consultation or representation, to say the least. Great Britain was handed the area of West Africa that would later become Nigeria, like a piece of chocolate cake at a birthday party. It was one of the most populous regions of the African continent, with over 250 ethnic groups and distinct languages. The northern part of the country was the seat of several ancient kingdoms, such as the Kanem-Bornu, which Shehu Usman Danfodio and his jihadists absorbed into the Muslim Fulani Empire. The middle belt of Nigeria was the locus of the glorious Nok Kingdom and its world-renowned terracotta sculptures. The Southern Protectorate was home to some of the region's most sophisticated civilizations. In the west, the Oyo and Ife kingdoms once strode majestically, and in the Midwest, the incomparable Benin Kingdom elevated artistic distinction to new levels. Across the Niger River in the east, the Calabar and the Nui kingdoms flourished. If the Berlin Conference sealed her fate, then the amalgamation of the Southern and Northern Protectorates inextricably complicated Nigeria's destiny. Animists, Muslims, and Christians alike were held together by a delicate, some say, artificial lattice. Britain's indirect rule was a great success in Northern and Western Nigeria, where affairs of state within this new dispensation continues as had been the case for centuries, with one exception. There was a new sovereign, Great Britain, to whom all vassals pledged fealty and into whose coffers all taxes were paid. Indirect rule in Igbo land proved far more challenging to implement. Colonial rule functioned through a newly created and incongruous establishment of warrant chiefs, a deeply flawed arrangement that effectively confused and corrupted the Igbo democratic spirit. Africa's post-colonial disposition is the result of a people who have lost the habit of ruling themselves. We have also had difficulty running the new systems foisted upon us at the dawn of independence by our colonial masters. Because the West has had a long but uneven engagement with the continent, it is imperative that it understand what happened to Africa. It must also play a part in the solution. A meaningful solution will require the goodwill and concerted efforts on the part of all of those who share the weight of Africa's historical burden. Most members of my generation, who were born before Nigeria's independence, remember a time when things were very different. Nigeria was once a land of great hope and progress, a nation with immense resources at its disposal, natural resources, yes, but even more so, human resources. But the Biafran War changed the course of Nigeria. In my view, it was a cataclysmic experience that changed the history of Africa. There is some connection between the particular distress of war, the particular tension of war, and the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?